This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today we're going to take a trip abroad, if you will, and talk with my guest who is in this. He's an American. He's moved there because his better half is from Slovakia. And he's going to tell us about himself. And we're going to get a chance to discuss some of the politics of that part of the world, particularly the neighboring country, Czech Republic. They've got some interesting things going on in this firearms area. And I think it would be interesting to look at more broadly some of the things that we might be able to in other European countries as well. It's at least in the Czech Republic, not as bleak as I had assumed it was. Some European countries are very, very down on people being able to defend themselves, and we've seen some of the horrible results, particularly in France with the dreadful mass murders that have occurred there. But Andrew Ray, I want to thank you for making yourself available, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
I guess you and I were able to get acquainted through Facebook, which is a tribute to, I guess we have to admit, Al Gore's amazing internet, as it's referred to by a talk show host here in Washington, because he does claim that he invented it, bless his heart. But anyway, that's how we got acquainted. And just tell us a little bit about yourself, how you happened to get over to that part of the world, and where did you come from?
Well, so I am originally from Atlanta, Georgia, and I went to Georgia Tech there. And Georgia Tech has a unique program of study abroad where they have a campus in France. And at that campus, you have at most 4 days of classes a week and 3 days of vacation. So it's sort of you do your classes, but you also travel around Europe. And my last semester before I graduated, I didn't have many classes to take anyway. So I thought, you know, this sounds good. And it just happened that when I was going to the church there was an advertisement about a March for Life. Of course, we had this, y'all had that in Washington, D.C.
That's right. It just happened recently. Absolutely.
And, you know, I didn't really learn French very well there. I spent a lot of time speaking English and German, but I could understand what that said, and I thought, okay, I'll go. And the French, a lot of them, they don't like, it seems, speaking with foreigners. I had the experience a lot of different places. If you just start off with English, they want you to try French or whatever. And in accord with that, it's a more...
You know, my wife and I found that to be the case exactly right. And she remembered a petit peu of her French from high school, and even a stumbling beginning, which quickly lapsed to usually English. Hardly anybody knows Spanish over there. And they were happy as long as she made that attempt. So you can make a lot of points in France if you just try to say something and then go from there. But anyway, there you are.
I have that experience totally. The one time that I started off at the train station speaking English, the guy told me back in perfect English that he didn't speak any English. Any other time, they broke after I stumbled through the beginning of trying to order a ticket and switch to English. But anyway, there at the March for Life, they had a section for foreigners. And so, you know, those people spoke English, basically, the international language. And I got acquainted with this woman who is now my wife. Particularly after we'd talked a lot after the march, she invited me to come to Slovakia if I had any breaks. And since, you know, I was really digging through my mind when talking to her, like, Slovakia. Yeah, there's that Czechoslovakia that broke into two parts, so it's somewhere in Eastern Europe. Okay. Trying not to look like an idiot, ignorant geography.
Well, just be the typical ugly American, why don't you?
Well, I did remember that it had split. A lot of Americans, I think, aren't aware of what happened 25 years ago, because after I got married and came home and was visiting, you know, some of the older people, I said, I heard you got married and moved to Czechoslovakia. And maybe it's just that Czechoslovakia kind of rolls off your tongue really well. So
that's right.
You kind of get stuck saying that. But so that was basically it. I went to visit her, and then she actually started a pro-life organization here. So when I went and volunteered with her, and then, you know, romance and all that, and we eventually got married, not eventually, like a year later, so pretty quickly. And things kind of ended up that it was, what, 2009, 2010, you know, the sort of Obama recession and everything.
Mm-hmm.
There were not a ton of engineering jobs really opening up. And she had her organization here. So that's how we ended up here. Just continued that because I looked for some time in America for work. But another thing is that it's a lot easier to move here. There's a lot less paperwork involved with getting a visa when you're married. I guess, you know, not many Americans are trying to get to Slovakia and coming up with fake marriages to stay here, so it's pretty easy to come this way. Whereas if you just married someone and you're trying to get to America, they're often kind of suspicious whether, you know, it's a real marriage or what, and all of that. So that's how we ended up here. That's what we do here mainly is pro-life work, and it's expanded some because, of course, we're concerned about the family. And really, the biggest obstacle to the family is, in many ways, the government. You know, when it's hard to start a business, when it's hard to employ people, when, you know, it's hard to find a job because of all the different regulations, that has an impact, of course, on the family. It has an impact on people wanting to marry, wanting to have children, and this sort of thing. So in recent years, we've expanded beyond just pro-life activism to also informing people about various economic issues and issues of government regulation and all. Of course,
that's great. Yeah.
Of course, also as an American, you know, I got my first gun in America when I was 13, a Ruger 10/22. I was first firearm. I had a BB gun before that. You know, so one thing was I didn't
and you never shut it. Your eye out.
No. close, because, you know, the thing that's wrong with those red riders that everyone starts with is you shoot at a soup can and it bounces back. It's not powerful enough to pierce through a soup can. So probably wouldn't put your eye out, but I did have a few, like, BBs in the face at different times. So,
imagine you're safer with a real gun.
In many ways, you know, in many ways, a BB gun is not a good thing for kids to start off with, because if you hit a hard object, the steel bounces back, you know, with almost all the energy. If you hit a hard object with a 22, I did have once as a teenager, you know, shooting into some rocky area and then thought the bullet comes back and hits me in the face, and it didn't even leave a bruise, because, you know, the speed at which the 22 caliber bullet is going, when it hits something, it deforms and most of the energy is lost. If, you know, a BB had been traveling at 22 speeds and hit a rock, I would probably be dead from it bouncing back, because almost all of the energy is retained by the steel ball.
Interesting lesson.
22s, from the perspective of the shooter, or even like a good pellet gun, are probably safer as far as avoiding bounce backs and ricochets and everything.
Well, there comes the music. We're heading into a break. I'm talking with Andrew Ray, and we've got him on the phone where he is located in the Slovak Republic. And my geography lesson included learning that he's very near the Ukrainian border. So we're going to be back and talk some more with Andrew Ray.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watch several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learn what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. Widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel Body Armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Andrew Ray. He is living in the Slovak Republic and just gave us the good news that he survived childhood, coming close to knocking his eye out with a BB gun on a rebound, but happily emerged from that intact. And I was kind of interested that, in fact, he would have been better off with a real gun rather than the BB gun. So all of you listening, for your children and grandchildren's sake, consider right away moving to a .22 if you haven't already done so. Andrew, that was really a great point. Thank you for including that in our discussion.
Well, at least avoid those steel BBs. So anyway, enough about myself. So I'm over here and I got the gun license and everything. And
now, how hard was that?
I mean, the hardest part for me, of course, is that I had to have some familiarity with Slovak, and really my wife's real introduction to guns was, you know, meeting me. So we didn't really have anyone to kind of hold our hands, you know, so much how to get it. You know, we went to the gun store and we asked the guy there, like, so how do you get a gun license? How do you get a gun? He said, here's the book. And there's the book with all of the different laws related to guns, related to criminal code, and 150 questions. And the way the education system works here, and the way it goes even into things like this, is basically exams where you memorize a lot of stuff. So my wife translated the questions to English, and I read through them several times, and it really, they help you, form you a bit also in kind of understanding the law. But the answers are there, too. So it's just really like you have to memorize this, and if you want to pass, you need to be able to spit out what you've read. And that was it. I had an interpreter. She didn't know really a lot of words about guns, so sort of technical words I had to already, you know, memorize and kind of know for the exam. And it's an oral exam, so you go there on the day. They have it like once a month. You draw from the hat for, I think, 7 categories of questions. You draw one from each hat. And then you get some time to, like, write down some notes, try to recall the answers. And then you're just examined by, you know, some people from the police department.
Orally.
Yeah, and that's one difference. It's pretty much the same. Much of the law, much of the way it's implemented between here and Czech Republic. It's differed a bit because, you know, they split apart many years ago, but it seems they really kind of consulted each other on many things or something. But one difference is there's no practical examination here. In Czech Republic, you actually have to show some, like, practically holding the gun, handling it. I think you have to show that you can shoot and hit the target. And there's a section on first aid, so, like, you would have to be demonstrating CPR or whatever else. Here you just have to describe, like, you know, how would you bandage this sort of wound or whatever. And the other thing is that there was, in 2011, there was some shooting here, and after that, you know, there's pressure of the politicians to do something. And my wife is actually...
How unusual.
...is one of the former ministers of interior. And we happened to be in Bratislava talking to him, and I was saying, you know, why do they need to do anything? You know, why are they proposing this or that? I said, you know, the government has to do something after this. And that has to is that now every, I think it's every 10 years, you have to take a psychological test. So that was the really funny thing, because I went in. My wife also decided to apply for
it. We had some mental problems.
Well, this is the great thing. It's a computer-based test where you're asked a lot of questions, and afterwards, okay, you lied on like 20% of these questions. Because, you know, some are kind of personal, embarrassing, whatever. You know, so it's basically, you know, I lied. I didn't answer truthfully all of them. And I was kind of a bit nervous, and the psychologist was like, no, that's fine. If you answered truthfully on everything that was embarrassing, it's a sign that you're a psychopath. But if you lie, you're just normal. And so, and then she had us both draw, you know, draw a human figure. My wife drew beautifully, and I drew something, you know, the best I could do. She's like, so what does this tell you? Because we both passed. And she's like, you know, the basic psychopath, draw the hand like 5 times larger than the head. But if you draw something kind of normal, it means you're normal. So it's really a joke, the psychological exam here. I mean, if someone is really, you know, completely crazy, it would catch them. But otherwise, it's just, you know, 90 euros.
Well, the politicians did something, don't you know?
The other thing is probably in total, I had to spend like 250 euros to get the gun license. And, you know, that sort of cost can add up to people. The gun itself might be really cheap. Like my wife got a 25 caliber pistol for 50 euros, but you first got to do this license, which costs that much. And by comparison, the median wage, what kind of like a middle classy sort of person, lower middle class would get is 900 euros each month.
Mm.
So, you know, it's not an insignificant sum if you've got to pay a lot of other bills and other things. But in spite of that, there are, I think, out of the population of about 5 million people total, 150,000 people here have gun licenses, and 87,000 have the licenses that allow you to carry, which my kind of rough calculation is about 3% of the adult population can carry a gun. Adult population, so excluding, you know, kids who have no way to get the license, but those who are eligible.
Now, is it that when you get a gun, you also are automatically able to carry it, or is that a separate procedure?
That's a separate thing, and that's the other difference. In Czech Republic, in both cases, you have to give reasons. So the whole, in all of Europe, for all different gun licenses, you have to say why you want the gun, or why you want a license to have guns. So it's basically sports shooting, hunting. You know, it has something, your job, like your police or security guard or something, or you're a museum or collector. Or in Slovakia and Czech Republic, at least, for self-defense. And in Slovakia, that self-defense thing is divided up into self-defense to keep the gun at home. Like you just have the gun there. You know, you can't take it off the premises, or self-defense to carry. In Czech Republic, it's just self-defense. In either place, you have to give a reason why you want a gun for self-defense. And if in Czech Republic you say, I wanted to defend my life, you know, and property, they're like, good. Here, it's not enough to say, I want it, you know, to protect my life. It's, well, this whole thing, it's up to police. It's, how do you call it in America? It's like may issue.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
But if you tell the police, you know, in my business or course of business, I handle, you know, valuables, then they give it to you.
Very interesting. A lot of similarities so far.
And they give it.
Let's break off for a minute.
Simply write the little note saying, yeah.
We've got a break coming up, Andrew. Let me take us into the break, talking with Andrew Ray, who's an American living in the Slovak Republic. We're going to be back and talk some more about the gun laws there and other places in Europe.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, if you've been with us for the first part of the show, we are talking with Andrew Ray. He is residing now in the Slovak Republic, which, among other countries, borders the Ukraine or Russia, as the case may be. And he's married to a Slovak woman, and they live rather close to the border with the Ukraine. So very unlikely way for an American to end up. And before we get back to discussing some of the gun laws, how did you what kind of employment do you have over in the Slovak Republic now?
Well, I'm self-employed. As I mentioned, my wife has the pro-life organization, so most of what I do is, you know, web design for that, you know, media design also, brochures, whatever sort of graphics, whatever sort of email marketing. And we live in the countryside, so a lot of our time is taken up otherwise with different animals that we have, goats and pigs and chickens and this sort of thing. So between those two things, I'm kept pretty busy.
Well, it sounds as if the situation in some respects is not all that different from some of the states here in America as far as the gun laws are concerned. You've And I guess you've got an international language with the web. So much of that might be done in English, I guess. So it's just fascinating that you were able to pick up and settle in a place that most of us have never heard of and certainly couldn't find on a map. I had to do a little research. I'll be honest. I wasn't really sure. I knew generally where it was. I knew Soviet tanks had rolled in there pretty easily one time way in the past. And it's a very troubled part of the world. I guess it's easily run over whenever the Germans go nuts or the Russians are at war. It's kind of on everybody's doorstep.
Well, and you know what happened in 1968-69 was a response to, and basically the communist government in Czechoslovakia had started under Alexander Dubček to sort of loosen things up. To allow more freedom of the press, freedom of speech, other political parties. And it was really Dubček's initiative, and the hardliners from the Communist Party actually were the ones who invited Moscow in. They somehow got Dubček out of the country, I think up to Moscow for some meeting, and at the same time, Warsaw Pact tanks rolled in. And unfortunately, what I find a real total disgrace is that in many villages here, there are plaques on the village office that say, thank you to the Soviet Army for liberating our village. And that's 1944, because that's when they did from the Nazis, so that was great. And there's a 25, which means 25th anniversary of that event, i.e. 1969, when they'd all rolled in again to once again occupy Czechoslovakia. And it's just really, to me, like, you know, that should have been the first thing in 1989 that people took a hammer to, but anyway, so yeah,
That's bizarre, yeah.
Some people don't have the sort of negative attitude you would think.
Well, I have pretty strong negative attitudes. I've been studying communism since I got my eyes opened when I was in my mid-20s, and that was quite a long time ago. I had really awakened when I saw the duplicity of the Soviets in Cuba, and when I saw our own government that had talked a tough game and just roll over and play dead, I realized there was a lot of lying going on, and it made me doubt the things that my professors at the university were saying, because they had been saying one thing, and then when the Cuban Missile Crisis occurred, they all came together and sang off the same sheet, people that had called each other everything but nice people right up to that point. So that kind of opened my eyes. It wasn't anything majorly philosophical. It was just realizing that what I came to realize later, that people on the left they have a problem with the truth oftentimes. And so here I am many years later, seeing more and more that they haven't changed much. The names may change, but the lack of familiarity with the truth and the lack of any desire to know it seem to be the same now as it was back then. So,
well, and it's an unfortunate reality here that I've seen firsthand intelligent people whose views on socialism, who both lived, you know, part of their lives during that time, but is shaped very much basically by whether their parents, you know, were imprisoned or harassed by the communists, or whether they led a kind of normal life.
Mm.
And the other unfortunate thing is that, you know, when there's unemployment and everything else, people start looking to the government for solutions, and they become nostalgic because, you know, during communism here, everyone had a job. It doesn't mean that their job was actually something that in a free market would exist, because they may have been, you know, digging a ditch practically and filling it back in or whatever, since you didn't have to run a profit in businesses. But they kind of look backwards and they have cheery sort of feelings, because people forget the horrible stuff unless their father spent 10 years in prison. But if it was just, you know, not being able to get yogurt one week, they kind of forget that because they felt secure. This is a problem.
That's a very good explanation, I think, because you would think that after a country has been able to shake off the communist past, there would be an aversion to it. The executions, the disappearances, the prison camps. But from what you're saying, and I think it makes sense.
Well, it didn't affect me.
So,
what's the big deal?
That. And the other thing is the experience, from what I can tell, in Czechoslovakia was one of the milder ones. Just across the border in Ukraine, in Užhorod, in the cathedral there, lies the body of one of the bishops who died under the orders of Nikita Khrushchev. They ordered, you know, faked automobile crash, and then when he didn't die in that, they sent some nurse to poison him. In Czechoslovakia, the Greek Catholic Church was likewise suppressed, but it was just kind of you went to prison. And then in 68, everyone got out, if they didn't die in prison. But no one was really, there wasn't so much execution either. So I think that's another problem. Maybe in Ukraine, they have a bit more sense. Perhaps even in Russia, they would have more sense against the communists themselves rising back up to power. But here, it wasn't quite that brutal. So, you know, that's part of the problem, too.
And I guess it's not the something that people are eager to get into and find out about. It's certainly something that is the case here. And I guess it wasn't until Barack Obama rubbed so many Americans' faces in the dirt that there was a revulsion against those that were allied with him. And even though he may have I'm not sure the polls are telling us the truth, but even if he were personally popular, his policies were quite unpopular, and I think that's produced a reaction that enabled Donald Trump to come riding in as the not Obama candidate, the not Obama third term candidate, and evidently that just didn't take the Slovak Republic. It seems, from what I've been able to read about the Czech Republic, that their gun laws are a little bit looser, and in general, it seems like they have a more, I wanted to use the word liberal, but that's hard to understand, a less intrusive government over there in that country, perhaps one of the best in Europe. I don't know.
I would have to unfortunately disagree, because unfortunately they just had started rolling out with their sales tax, you know, it's called VAT, that now every business there has to be hooked into a computer network.
Uh-huh.
Every sale, every detail gets reported to the government right away.
Let's take all that up when we get back on the other side of the break, talking with Andrew Ray from the Slovak Republic. Don't go away.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking with Andrew Ray, an American living in the Slovak Republic, we have talked some about the gun laws in the country where he's residing. He was just getting us into a little look at the nearby Czech Republic, where they've just decided to take the plunge in the wrong direction and adopt a major tax increase, a VAT, a value-added tax. So every time a good... Sorry?
It's more that their controls have become much more intrusive into it, which means it's harder to avoid, you know, to have, like, small sales and get around it. Because, actually, I'll tell you one thing. The VAT is the horrible part of all of Europe. It's going from, like, 19% in Germany up to 27% in Hungary. And what it means also is that, you know, these politicians who pretend to care about the poor... You know, if you want to know who's affected most by the poor, by the VAT, it's the poor. Because you go, you have to buy food. And 20% of what you're paying here in Slovakia for most purchases goes to the government. It doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor. And you can't escape that for small purchases. So far here, if you're going to make a big purchase and you know someone who knows someone, you're going to try to find a way to get the purchase without paying VAT. But that's like if you're buying a big TV or a car or something else. You're not doing that for buying bread or milk. There's no way to escape paying it then. So, you know, that's how it is, unfortunately. And they, of course, Slovakia had at least several years ago the distinction of being the country in the EU with the most evasion of the value-added tax. And they also cracked down on that. You know, they sent tax agents out to every little pub and grocery store to try to catch the clerk, you know, selling without a receipt, without paying VAT. You know, here's your beer, just give me 40 cents instead of 50 cents. And then they nail them with a 500 euro fine. Which, you know, it's like everywhere in the world is that all of these different programs, social programs, you know, infrastructure programs, they've got to pay for it. And they've got to get the money from somewhere, so they're squeezing everywhere they can.
And from what you're saying, the people in Slovakia and the Czech Republic haven't necessarily connected all the dots.
Unfortunately, I think
there's an assumption that these are good programs.
Yeah, you know, you always look at what benefits you. Most people, and you're kind of for that particular program. And you look at what doesn't benefit you, and you think that's absurd. But, yeah, as I mentioned at the beginning with our pro-life group, we're trying to educate people that the government isn't the solution. Because many other, like Christians here, their idea of what's going to help promote families is if the government would just give, like, free preschools to everyone. Or, you know, if they would build more playgrounds, or, you know, pay women more for maternity leave, or whatever else, just kind of throw some money, because obviously the government can just pull out of thin air the funds. And it doesn't work like that. It's got to come from somewhere. But, you know, at the same time, people resent, of course, being taxed. They can understand that. Though the way that works is that it's included in the price you see on the shelf. So it's not the same. You know how it is in America. You go and you ring something up, and you get an extra 5 or 7%, and it hits you every time
right.
at the register.
Right.
Here it's not as direct. And it's just, you know, it's a matter of a long struggle to educate people about economic realities, which is not one of the easiest things to do. You know, have you ever sat down to read von Mises' Human Action? It's not that exciting, but it's important. And, you know, these sort of things people need to comprehend, but it's certainly not going to be politicians who are going to be talking about that.
No. So. By the way, speaking of that subject, there's an excellent book. I've interviewed the author just recently, Thomas DiLorenzo, The Problem with Socialism. Much easier to understand than most other treatises.
You know, I've seen that advertised because... you know, I read a lot of Mises Institute and that sort of thing.
Tool to open people's eyes if they can handle it.
Yeah, because it's just, it's really, really quite necessary.
The problem with big government, and it's hard to
hold on
a gun issue if we don't have proper role.
Hold on. Go on.
That's fine. So anyway, the whole view of government seems to influence what we think about people defending themselves. And I've got an article in front of me that the Czech president had changed his mind about people owning guns after a terror attack. And I thought, well, that almost makes him unusual because a lot of times here in the United States, the reaction has been to double down with gun control. And here's a guy that says he wants to make the gun laws easier for people to operate within. And so I thought that was kind of interesting, and I hope he might continue broadening his view about the role of government in general.
Well, you know, this is the interesting thing here, is that the politicians, even though the Czech president is a socialist, our, you know, prime minister is a socialist, our prime minister, however, is his, like, I guess, doctoral thesis, a book on self-defense.
Hmm.
Really explaining it and everything else. I mean, especially from a legal perspective. So, you know, it's not that everything is bad about these guys. Sometimes they see things right. And to be honest, like, even the non-socialist politicians don't usually get economics right. So
right.
That's unfortunately right. how it is.
Well, it's been our environment for much of the 20th century and most of the West. And so people really have trouble comprehending that freedom can work. And hopefully we're going to have more and more examples. to show as time goes on, we're going to see some kind of a movement for deregulation here in the United States. I think that's pretty clear with our new president, Trump. But how far that's going to go and how long that'll last, we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, the important thing is it's not to wait and see. It's always a matter to try to educate, to try to teach other people
good
about what is wrong and what is right. Because, you know, every year someone new is born, someone new is coming to the political age. There's never a point where you can just kind of kick back and relax.
Well said. It's an ongoing problem. We have an awful lot of educational work to do. I'm glad that we have a guy like Trump who has that bully pulpit, because in spite of his choice of words on some occasions, his message seems to be a pretty good one. And I think people are responding to it. The economic environment has changed. Even in the first week of his administration, small business seems to just be coming alive, like somebody finally put some water on some seeds and they're sprouting all of a sudden. So maybe we're going to see freedom work. We'll see. We keep pushing. We have to get through the Republicans in Congress who really don't get it. They seem to be learning, but it's not something that they're going to take to naturally. They've already indicated that. Most of them were quite opposed to Trump all the way through the campaign, and even before he took over after the election, they were just grousing and saying, well, this is just not going to work. And go ahead.
It's the really funny thing to me, because I don't view Trump as some extreme radical.
No.
He speaks some things without political correctness, but on many issues, he's kind of moderate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see, you know, I have a lot of friends who are left, you know, liberals from high school or whatever now. You know, and it's funny to look on Facebook how they're really, when the election happened, they were like, you know, talking about if you need a safe space, whatever, this or that. It's like, gee whiz, he's not, you know, he's not actually Adolf Hitler.
No.
Or you know, stop freaking out, really.
Well, there's a problem with precision thinking on the left, and so their default position, since they can't really argue, is, oh, you must be a racist, you must be a follower of Hitler. We're going to have to deal with it at that basis. Andrew, I'd like to stay in touch with you, and maybe we can continue this discussion another day, but thanks for checking in with us from the Slovak Republic and Central Europe.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.